we present Jane Lapaterre in Escape from the Terror, the memoirs of Madame Tussaud.
I was born in Strasbourg in the year 1761. My father, Joseph Groschholz, who sadly died before I was born, was a German soldier. He served as aide-de-camp to General Wurmser in the Seven Years' War, and was so badly wounded that his forehead was laid bare to the bone and his lower jaw shot away. It was replaced by a silver plate. My father subsequently married the woman who was to be my mother, Marie Walter, a widow who already had seven sons. The daughter of a Swiss clergyman, my mother was justly celebrated for her good looks. She came from a family remarkable for their longevity, and she herself lived to the age of 90. Her mother lived to be 104, and her grandmother to 111. About 2 months after the death of her husband, Madame Groschholz gave birth to a baby girl, myself. The first few years of my life, I lived with my mother in Berne, Switzerland. Then her brother, Dr. Philippe Curtius, who lived in Paris, came to Switzerland with the idea of taking my mother and family back to live with him in the French capital. My uncle had been practicing his profession of medical doctor in Berne, when, quite by chance, some portraits and anatomical subjects modelled by him in wax came to the attention of a French nobleman, the Prince de Conti. The prince was so struck by the exquisite delicacy and beauty of my uncle's artistry that he called upon Monsieur Curtius to compliment him on his talent. He observed that if my uncle would only move to Paris, he could depend on the prince's encouragement and patronage, as well as introductions to the most influential persons in France, including the royal family. Monsieur Curtius was delighted his work should have met with the approval of one so wealthy and powerful as the prince. At this period, modelling in wax was much in vogue, particularly representations of flowers, fruit, and similar objects. While living with my uncle, I developed an enthusiasm for this type of modelling, at which he excelled. When I was about 10, he opened his famous Salon de Cire, or exhibition of wax figures, in which were displayed likenesses of many notable persons of the day. The exhibition quickly became renowned throughout France and attracted many distinguished visitors. In time, I was able to imitate my uncle's work so closely that it became almost impossible to distinguish between his work and my own. So it was that whilst I was not much more than a child, my uncle confided to me the task of taking casts from the heads of Voltaire, Rousseau, Benjamin Franklin, and other great men of the period, who patiently submitted themselves to my youthful attentions. The cast I made from the face of Voltaire was taken only 2 months before he died. Monsieur Curtius later opened a second waxworks exhibition, which he named La Caverne des Grands Voleurs, the Cavern of Famous Thieves, so called because it contained likenesses of the notorious criminals and murderers of the day, together with representations of their crimes and the punishments inflicted upon them in retribution. This exhibition, too, proved a favourite with Parisians and foreign visitors alike. One of the many notable visitors to Monsieur Curtius's Salon de Cire was Joseph II, Emperor of Austria and Germany, who was the eldest brother of Marie Antoinette. My uncle accompanied him around the exhibition, explaining every interesting circumstance connected with different figures. The emperor appeared delighted with all he saw and expressed a wish to visit my uncle's studio. As my uncle conducted the emperor down the stairs, the emperor's olfactory nerves were greeted with a scent ever welcome to a German, and he lifted up his hands and threw back his head, exclaiming with an expression of extreme pleasure, "Oh, mein Gott, there is sauerkraut!" At this, my uncle opened the door to the dining room, revealing our family seated at dinner around the tempting sauerkraut.
"Oh, do let me join you,"
exclaimed the emperor. A plate was quickly produced, and His Imperial Majesty joined us en famille.